This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go, hour number two of USAprepares.com. I'm Vincent Fennelli, and this hour, America Again, 108 in the series. America Again, number 108. There's going to be about 30 of these broadcast hours in the series. David Zunica is with us, AmericaAgain.net. Welcome, David.
Good morning, Vincent.
Hey, good morning. And you know what? I had a lot of fun on that national conference call with you last week. That was really a lot of fun. I'm sorry that I was unable to stay, you know, for the the Q&A after, but I was just unable to do that. But it was. It was a great national conference call. And if someone wants to listen to us, how would you recommend they do that?
On the conference call?
Yes. To listen to that conference call that's archived.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they just go to our website and click on LibertyCast. And then the whole list is there. All of my USA Prepares presentations are on there, and that podcast is on there by date. So all they have to do is look for the date, and they'll have the national call on there where you made some great points, and it was a good call. It was a very good call.
Well, I think I was on the verge of losing my temper describing some of the events that that I've seen.
yeah, it's easy to do. It's easy to do right now in this country. A lot of people, a lot of them for very good reason, are losing their temper. I think all of us have seen it to some extent or another, where you get bad cops and they really have a strange, psychotic, really, attitude. And some of them are former military, and they come into this, and I don't think they're all there. And a lot of times I think the departments just have a really hard time with that. We're going to be talking, it's interesting because this chapter, chapter three of the book, we're going to be talking about that just a little bit here. So today is going to be a good one.
Yeah. Let me just share this. I mentioned it during hour number one. I saw this video last night. There was a police car, and you could see through the windshield of the video from the police car. It's a video from the police car. And this is a recent event, and it was accelerating at a very high rate of speed, much faster than you would or I would be able to accelerate without being pulled over. So, but this police car could do it, and it decided to pull over a pickup truck. And the pickup truck looked like it waited for a safe place to pull over into a parking lot. The guy pulls over, and the cop is screaming at him, you know, show me your hands, show me your hands, show me your hands, show me your hands. And the guy's got one hand out the window, show me your other hand. And, you know, you really can't tell what's going on if you're in the truck because, you know, you're in the truck, and these guys are screaming outside the truck at you. So two cops have their guns drawn on this guy. This is a traffic stop.
They've got their guns.
Yeah. And what happens is the guy finally gets out of the truck, kind of walks around, turns around a little bit, and the cops are yelling, show us your hands. So what do? Shoot him right in the chest. I believe it's a chest shot. And boom, down on the ground. Now he's down on the ground. Show us your hands, show us your hands. The guy just got shot, and I believe he was really, really in a lot of pain, having a tough time moving. So what does the cop do? Shoots him again. And then show us your hands, show us your hands. And he can't do that. So what does he do? Shoots him again. And it shows your hands. And was that again? Four times. They killed him. Now, how does a traffic stop get into an execution?
Yeah, that's going to be a big story. I saw that one yesterday as well. It's all over the internet. It was a white guy that got shot. It's happened to black guys plenty of times. And so, you know, again, it is completely unconscionable. It is completely, it's psychotic. It's psychotic. So I wanted to say that, and I wanted to cover this, and I'm glad you brought up that video because it's all over the internet. These people are psychotic. So there's no, I am not at all trying to cover for psychotic cops. And there are plenty of them out there, but they are not the majority. They're not even a great plurality, you know, among the law enforcement community. So we're going to talk about real law enforcement, constitutional law enforcement today, so that you, all of you that are listening, will have a different idea of what that term, law enforcement, means. It is not a negative thing. It is not a bad thing. It's a good thing. So let's dig in. This is chapter 3 of my book, Fear the People. And this is especially fitting today in light of, I mean, all kinds of current events. I mean, Islamic jihad, black jihad, all kinds of things that are eating away at our national psyche. You know, we have to look at this stuff. Even before this, I mean, a year ago, for the last several years, with dozens of bankers committing suicide, billions of rounds of ammo being solicited by federal agencies, hollow point ammo, billions of rounds, thousands of armored MRAP vehicles. People have seen the videos all over. It's all over the internet for years now. MRAP vehicles being delivered to small town police departments all over America. Let's see, a U.S. Army manual that describes, you know, talks about internment camps, and they are internment camps. It's Army Field Manual FM3-39.40. If you look that up, if you just Google U.S. Army Field Manual, F like Foxtrot, M like Mike, 3-39.40. You'll get it. And it's called Internment and Resettlement Operations. And it's kind of frightening. I mean, you read it, and it's not frightening, but it's chilling. You look at it, and you say, wow. Now, I want to give everybody a context today for all of this stuff, okay? The bigger context. You've got to cool your jets. You've got to back off a minute and say, okay, let's see. We've got all this, you know, billions of rounds of ammo. Not all of it delivered yet, but, you know, ordered by federal government agencies from, I mean, NOAA, the National Weather, I mean, all kinds of weird people that have no business buying all this ammo. All these MRAP vehicles, this internment camp manual for how to handle Americans in a big camp. But then there's some other things. Well, there's Jade Helm 15 that was done in seven states last year. And our state, I live in Texas, so California and Texas were included. What else? Germany demanding its gold back. You know, it's 374 tons of gold stored in the U.S. in Fed depositories. So far, it's gotten less than 10% of it back. Just a lot of things happening here. So what's going on with all of this? And that's what I unpack in this chapter. Here's what's going on. Earth's largest, longest-running financial crime is busting. It's nearing collapse. And it can't go on forever, you know. So America, again, plans to train and equip and organize you, we the people, anyone who's willing to stand up and do real law enforcement. We're planning to do this so that we keep the cartels from rising up even stronger after the collapse, because that's what they did after the first Great Depression. The bad guys, the people with all the power, what we call the elites, they just gained that much more power and property during and after the Great Depression. They're not going to do that this time. So Congress has been operating a counterfeiting operation since 1862, 154 years now. And for 103 of those years, it's been outsourcing that crime to the Fed cartel. We've already talked about that. But no counterfeiting scheme is going to go on forever. I mean, sooner or later, and right now it's happening all over the world. The Chinese, all of the BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, and many others beyond the BRICS nations are saying, you know what, these U.S. dollars, we don't want them anymore. We're going to start dealing multilaterally, you and I directly. You know, if I have a deal to cut between India and Argentina, I'm going to cut it directly. I'm not going to use U.S. dollars. So this is happening all over the world, and the U.S. dollar, all of these trillions of U.S. dollars that are floating around out there, they're not finding a new home. So we're starting to just see the pressure on the dollar. It's going to get much, much, much worse. But the other half of this, of that crime, the actual dollars out there in the world, is this fractional reserve scam that Congress has been running with all the banks, allowing banks to trade keystrokes, you know, air for real labor and property and assets and stuff from borrowers. And bankers have been doing this for goodness, over 150 years. And Congress is the one that authorizes it. So Congress has been involved in this huge counterfeiting, and the other side that's not even counterfeiting, fractional reserve banking, is just fraud. It's just straight out financial fraud. You say, give me your, you know, car, your house, your land, your stuff that you need to buy, and yeah, I'll make you this quote unquote loan. All you're making is keystrokes. You're not doing a thing. You're putting nothing on the table, and the borrower's putting everything on the table. So this has been going on so long. Plus, then Congress staffed federal regulatory agencies with former banking personnel. It's a circular, you know, it's just a merry-go-round here. Whatever federal regulatory people come in, they're all from the banking industry. So all of this stuff is collapsing now. They're getting busted. It's going boom. Now, if we the people said, okay, we want to fix this. We want to just cold turkey. We want to return to lawful U.S. money. We want to return to ethical, lawful banking, moral banking. If we tried to just do that, it would trigger the most devastating deflationary crash in history. I mean, we can't do that way. But the crash is on the way anyway. It's coming.
There's no question in my mind that it's coming. And, class, I can't imagine a single one of you in this broadcast classroom today thinking that everything's going to be okay and there's no crash coming. It's impossible. Not if you've been paying attention in class. David Zunicus with us, AmericaAgain.net. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injury. injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit RealPriceSilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. RealPriceSilver.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, David Zulik is with us. AmericaAgain.net. AmericaAgain.net. And if you go to USAPrepares.com, page number one, you'll get a chance to download for free the publication for the people. Absolutely free. There's a link right there, and there's a link to AmericaAgain.net, the website. David, I just did a quick calculation. Homeland Security has at least 5.3 rounds per person in the United States. They've got 5.3 rounds of ammunition to kill every man, woman, and child in the United States. That's just the Homeland Security people. Then there's the U.S. Postal Service. The IRS has spent $11 million on guns, ammo, and military-style equipment. Then you have Fish and Wildlife. The Department of Veterans Affairs spent $12 million. They bought night vision, body armor, guns, and ammo. And then you have the EPA. They've got guns and ammo. And then you have the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service. What'd they buy? Shotguns, .308 caliber rifles, explosives, night vision, propane cannons. And who else? Well, who else is armed? Well, that would be the Small Business Administration, the Social Security Administration, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the Education Department, the Energy Department, the Bureau of Engraving and Printing, the National Institute of Standards and Technology. That's just the tip of the iceberg. I just wanted to share that with the class to let you know that this is pretty serious. It looks like the Marines are they are outgunned by the agencies. If you add up the weapons that the agencies have, they have more than the Marines. It's frightening. It's alarming. And
well,
so,
it should be instructive. And the reason I say that is that we have a duty. All of us have a duty in this country. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 establishes, we establish for ourselves a duty. It's the only place in the Constitution we do that, where we give ourselves a duty, not the government that works for us, but ourselves. So every town in these United States should have an operational, trained, armed, properly, ready militia. That's the law. Go read the Constitution. It's there. It's always been there. So what the heck is wrong with us? So we should be doing it. Here's my point. And this is the way I look at it, Vincent. If Jade Helm, let's say Jade Helm 15 was a training session for a Great Depression 2 scenario. They figured, well, it's coming down. We better train. If you start looking at the societal collapse, breakdown that would follow the complete failure of this whole Fed scam, which you and I agree, it's coming. Okay, so now think it through. Actually think the thing through, Vincent. It's going to be bizarre war everywhere. And it's not war. It's just complete mayhem. Now, what does Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 say? What do we stipulate there? We stipulate that Congress will make provision for the militias. That means for every town, the men of every town properly armed and trained to, quote, execute the laws of the Union, comma, suppress insurrections. That's what we're talking about here, comma, and repel invasions. That's national defense. That's our job. Now, you talk to the average person. I don't care how armed he is. I don't care how angry he is at what government is doing or not doing or doing wrong. And all of this stuff is bizarre. The stuff you're talking about, I mean, you get all of these agencies that have no business existing, much less having arms. It's absurd, right? It's all just, it's like we're living in a nightmare. This is totally absurd. You know what's more absurd? We don't have our town militias. The men of America are not standing up and just getting her done. So that's the only reason that I really support Oath Keepers like I do, because they're at least getting it done. They're not doing it the way I would do it, but they're getting it done. They're trying. But we must do much, much more. And it's our job. If we're not doing it, look, the other side is doing it. Right?
We'll be right back. David Zunick, AmericaAgain.net.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we've built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com. Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Zero 08 in the series. There'll be about 31-hour broadcast. This is number 8. We're calling it 108 in the series. David Zunica, Congress has an approval rating of 11% or less. And when I talk, I've heard numbers as low as 4%. When I talk to people, they'll come up to me, people I don't even know, people I haven't even met, you know, the moment before. And the conversation will come up, they can't wait for AR2, American Revolution number 2. They are looking forward to a revolution. They have no idea how horrible that's going to be if we have that. These protests are nothing. I mean, they've only brought out... Yeah, they've only brought out maybe sound cannons and water cannons and tear gas and OC gas and bean bags. And by the way, you get hit with one of these bean bags, like, it's a shotgun. It's a shotgun shell that has all the pellets in a bag. So don't think it's beans. These things are a bag full of pellets. So instead of getting hit with multiple pellets in multiple places, you get hit with all the pellets in one place. And if you don't think you're going to be coughing up blood when they hit you in the chest, you're mistaken. They've got that. They've got, and of course, they've got their AR-15s, and they've got semi-automatics, and they've got fully automatics, and they've got shotguns, and plus their handguns, and the handcuffs, and the tasers. I mean, that's what they're using now. That's nothing. That's nothing compared to, let's add in the drones, let's add in the rocket launchers. I mean, we are, the tanks, the MRAPs, you know, wow.
This okay. What I'm trying to get through to you, though, Vincent, is the other side of this.
Oh, I agree.
If you're looking at this from a, something is going to come anyway. It's coming. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you have a complete, you're going to have shortages of all kinds. Maybe even power and water, because a lot of things on the grid depend on people paying bills. If nobody can pay bills, some of the generators go offline. Some of the things don't happen that should happen as far as distribution, and it gets ugly fast. Things get Western. They're going to. It's going to happen. So, like you said, it's nothing compared to the, I mean, you know, these Black Lives Matters and things, this is nothing compared to what we'll see. Now, what I'm saying is law enforcement comes down to the American people. If you look at our highest law, the U.S. Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15, we give ourselves, we stipulate that we ourselves, we the people in militia, will take care of business. That's what it's going to come down to, because if you, even if you take all of the agencies, all those illegal agencies you mentioned to me a while ago, in the average neighborhood, none of those people are anywhere. They don't appear. There's not enough of them. Doesn't matter. There's not enough of them. Who's going to take care of business? Who's going to maintain order? Is one neighbor going to start shooting at the other because he doesn't know who's who at night? And again, you always have to figure night's going to be the worst time, because it's when everybody's freaked out. Everybody's, you know, back against the wall, back against the door. Who's in the neighborhood? Who am I going to shoot? It's going to be absurd. Now, what my point is, the militia, ever since colonial times, the militia was the mechanism that our founding fathers designed, and it's pre-constitutional, and it's also post-constitutional. In other words, it's what we have in our law. So why don't we have militia in every town? Why not? That's my question. Why all the people that are complaining and talking about revolution, why aren't you joining, for right now, joining Oath Keepers and starting a community preparedness team? Now, I'm not in any way affiliated with Oath Keepers. I am not a member. I don't even like the head of Oath Keepers. I think he's a jerk. But I like that group. I like a lot of the people in that group have worked extremely hard to bring, I think, the best model there is in the country today for getting this thing started from where we are, which is a standing start. The men of this country have to get serious, and a lot of the women, too, that know how. You know, I live in Texas, right here where I'm sitting in Texas. Women used to fight off Indians, you know, every week, because when the guys weren't home, the women would handle, take care of business. So men or women, the people that care about this country should be working on restoring the militias of the several states, and that means every town. If you're not doing that, if you're not at least thinking about that, especially if you're one of those idiots that's arguing about it or scared of it, scared of the very word militia, or thinking that it's somehow revolutionary or wrong, that is the law enforcement established in the U.S. Constitution. Read it. So, of all the things that are law enforcement, this is what I wanted you to take away today. We're going to cover a lot of, I'm going to try to cover a lot more stuff here, but you've got to realize the highest law enforcement in this country is the people themselves. Either the people are going to freak out and start shooting one another and going bonkers, in which case you're going to have these idiots working for illegal federal agencies trying to do it, or you're going to have people getting her done, getting organized by town. Now, there's a lot of people that write about this. There's a lot of people that are working on this. The three percenters have been working on this for a long time. But Oath Keepers, I think, is still the best one around. They're not perfect, like I say, and I don't like the fact that they start with law enforcement people and say, oh, well, you're a full member. But if you're not LEO or a veteran, you're just an associate member. I don't like that about Oath Keepers. They've got it completely backwards. But still, they're doing something. They've got people learning ham radio and shortwave. They've got people dealing with everything from explosives to intel to everything. They're getting her done. If you haven't joined Oath Keepers or don't know of an Oath Keepers CPT, Community Preparedness Team, near you, get online and find one. Start one. Now, the One World elites, they're looking at all of this, and they've got to be smiling or laughing or whatever. It's kind of like the Obamas. You know, the Obamas, ever since college, both of them, they've looked forward to these days. They've looked forward to this. They've wanted Marxism. They've wanted a breakdown of this system so they could have their Marxist American dream ever since college, both of them. They and the One World elites, they love this stuff. They love seeing us run around like chickens with our heads cut off, everybody fighting with everybody else. Folks, we need to maintain our sanity. Think of the big picture. Think like the elites do for a couple of days, okay? Just back away from all the heat and all the excitement. Keep your tactical and strategic focus. Read my book, please. It's free. Go to usapreparers.com, page one. The book is there, Fear the People. Just download it. It doesn't cost you anything. After a financial collapse, I'm telling you, we the people can arrest DC organized crime for the first time. This is our perfect opportunity. All bets are going to be off, folks. It's going to be mayhem. But if we have our tactical and strategic focus, we can come out of this better than we've been in 150 years. So we're not facing civil war. We're not facing revolution. We're facing mayhem and a massive law enforcement challenge. Who is law enforcement in this country under the Constitution? The militia. Who is the militia? You and me and everyone that wants to take up the right side of the law when things get wild. So when the counterfeiting and fractional reserve crimes collapse that have been going on, guys, this has been going on for 150 years. Don't freak out. We need to have our state criminal courts be ready to apply penal sanctions. We hold them to it. Or else their puppeteers are going to have Congress just return to their life of crime, just like they did after the first Great Depression. We're not going to let them do it this time. You have to join us, folks. You've got to join. Now, think locally, okay? Every community has to maintain local order while we the people restore lawful money, lawful banking, and civil government, right? All of these things that Vincent mentioned and a whole lot more, agencies and departments, and they're illegal. They shouldn't exist. These people shouldn't have jobs with government. None of this should exist. That's what America Again is going after. That's what our 22 reform laws are. We're going to go take back everything they've taken from us. But folks, you got to do this tactically. The first thing we have to do is we have to get Congress out of that town. Bring them home with us. Split them up into 6,400 pieces where we surround them. And then we start filling those offices ourselves. See how that works? We don't only serve in our local militia. We serve in Congress. We don't move to Washington, D.C. We serve in Congress from our hometown. That's the future of American self-government. That's what America, again, is headed for. That's what we want you to see. If you see this, we don't have to repeat history. We can learn its lessons. And you can learn the Constitution and economics and tactics and stuff. So you band together. We all do this town by town, repentantly and diligently. We'll see the best time in over 150 years of our history. I know that's hard to believe, but you've got to read the book. We spent 8 years putting this together. We spent well over 25,000 hours putting this together as a team. We have one law in there called the Lawful U.S. Money and Banking Act. And it was essentially written by Edwin Vieira, who is a very, very well-known. He's written a 1,700-page, two-volume book on the U.S. dollar, the entire history, legislative and constitutional history of the U.S. dollar. And the Lawful U.S. Money and Banking Act, we can enact that immediately after the crash. All bets will be off. That'll be the time to push it. That'll be when it will pass. So this is what I cover in Chapter 3 of the book. If we just have 500,000 or 1,000,000 sane citizens taking principled action, we will start the healthiest period in American history. This is law enforcement. You and I have to do it.
David Zunica, AmericaAgain.net. And if you want to download a free copy of the book, just go to USAPrepares.com. Page 1, you'll see the link, and you can go to AmericaAgain.net, and you can download the book right from USAPrepares.com, page 1. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be, clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257.
That's 1-800-941-5257.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household, 50 United States only.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Under today's hot.
What? Today,
God, you're. Take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, this weekend, I'll be in Huntsville, Alabama. That'd be Saturday and Sunday, July 16 and 17. That's this weekend. And I'm going to be teaching a seminar. It's in two parts, part one and part two. Start your own business and save an enormous amount of money. I would think that if you come to this seminar, you will easily be able to save $10,000. Easily. And it's a mindset. I'm going to teach you how to think, how to plan. And believe it or not, it probably won't cost you anything to save all that money. All you have to do is follow some rules. You have to do a little bit of reading, and you will be grinning from ear to ear. I guarantee it. You're going to grin from ear to ear when you find out how much money you can save just by planning what you buy. It's incredible. I think you'll be delighted. And I've done something that the RK Prepper shows have not authorized me to do. And I said, if you don't think that you've gotten your money back, money's worth just by coming to my seminar, ask them for a refund. And I've said that and without authorization. But I think you'll be surprised at what you're going to learn at this Prepper show. And you can learn the basics of body armor. You can learn food storage, home invasion planning. Matt Stein will be there. He'll be talking about what to do if disaster strikes and EMP and solar flare survival. Joe Fisher will be there. Craig Douglas, Jeremy Bailey. And these are our friends. So we look forward to seeing you. And if you'd like to have dinner with us, we'd love to do that on Saturday. So RK Prepper Show, Huntsville, Alabama, this weekend. Link on the website, usapreparers.com, page one. America Again, 108, with David Zuniga. David?
Well, I want to shift gears a little bit, Vincent. cover one last idea out of Chapter 3. We can't cover everything in Chapter 3 of the book today, so I recommend the book to you. Download it and read it for yourself. I go into how we will restore gold and silver money as required by law, and the fact that, yes, there is enough gold and silver to do so. But I just want to cover one more issue, and it's a very unpopular one. I get in trouble a lot of times when I talk about this. I still think it's vital. If you look at Congress' current $165 trillion plus in unfunded liabilities, that's kind of like their credit card bill that they have run. Who actually ran up that bill? Where did all that money go? It's kind of like the old Soviet Union. You know, you've got millions and millions of retired Americans, and some of them not retired, that are demanding stuff from Washington, D.C., and so they're obviously, it requires, forces Washington, D.C. to keep skimming all of America's payroll accounts, every check, to pay them back, to pay these people back, the Social Security and the Medicare and other funds that the bureaucrats skimmed from their payroll checks, right? So you think, well, that's only fair, right? Well, I say no, and here's why. Imagine a ring of thieves is committing bold daylight robberies in town, all over your town. And last week, they ripped you off, took everything of value in your home. And you're so depressed, you decide to stay home from work for a few days. You don't even have a place to sit because they stole the couch. They stole everything of value, all your firearms, your precious metals, your electronics, your everything. And you notice that day when you're sitting around at home moping, you look out the window and you see the same thieves going in and out of your neighbor's front door and hauling off all of his stuff. How would you like to go and take all of that out of their van and say, well, I'm entitled to it. It's just like the stuff they stole from me. They took the exact same stuff from me, so I'm going to take my share of this. Would that be right? Would that be proper? That's not our money. That's not your money. Your money was stolen a long time ago. That's the money of younger folks that are being looted today. So that's a big part of the issue today. We have to deal with it.
David Zinnick, I look forward to being with you next Friday, hour number two for AmericaAgain.net. 109. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you very much.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit RealPriceSilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. RealPriceSilver.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.